Well, they're getting. I think they might be getting something for me. It's, I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure. Please ask them to get something for them. For you.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I have the right number. Is this Trace Jolie?
Yes, I'm Cohen. Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Yes, Reuben?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me? The line's a little echoey.
Yeah, it's fine. I can hear you fine.
Perfect, perfect, Sam. So, Sam, I'm the underwriter here on your file. I just had a few basic questions. Please stop me at any time if you need me to answer anything. So the first question I had for you is, I know you're working with Sam. What's the minimum and maximum loan amount you're looking for?
At least $100,000.
Okay.
The maximum, I don't know. Right now, we currently have UCCs by our factor being held. So I don't think you guys can go up too high because everything is unsecured. Since all the collateralized loans are held by the UCC by our factor. So I don't know how high you guys can go. I'm assuming that what Sam was telling me last week, based on the rate of interest that we're looking to do, that you can only offer up to 250.
We have a few different options. I'm really not on the sales side, so regarding you currently have a factor loan that I assume has a blanket lien on your business, correct?
That's right.
And you know, we do put a UCC on the business, but it's you already have a first position loan, and so the loan is primarily based on cash flow. Now, in terms of the funding amount, we do loans as small as $5,000, and we do loans as big as $2 million. It really just depends on what each customer needs. I would just like to get a kind of a pulse on your file and see what you're needing. You know, at the end of the day, this loan should benefit your business. And then that's why you said, so you said a minimum of $100,000. In a perfect world, what would the maximum be?
$500.
Okay.
But I know that your rates are high, so I want to try and keep to within the rates that I'm happy with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can understand that. I'm just trying to get an idea of the minimum maximum. So minimum about $100,000, max $500,000. What is this money going to be used for?
For expenses as well as purchases of merchandise.
Okay. And is this kind of, are you just, is it additional funding your factoring relationship can't cover?
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you worked with your factoring company?
We started with them in September of last year, 15.
Okay. I also noticed when I reviewed the tax returns, there's you know, about, I think, $55,000 or so in factoring fees. What is your cost for factoring? How does the relationship work right now?
Right now we're at 65 basis points above prime, and anytime we factor an invoice, we pay 1%.
All right, so you pay
the cost of the invoice.
So you pay 1% of the cost of the invoice, and then you said 65 basis points above prime. Is that in addition to the 1%?
Well, if we borrow money, 90% of the AR or up to a certain amount on the inventory, whatever loan that we do have outstanding is subject to prime plus 65 basis points above.
And then so just kind of walk me through this. You sell off a $100,000 invoice. So you pay them $1,000 of that invoice plus
if we ask to borrow off of that invoice, we can borrow up to $90,000.
Okay.
And that would be subject to a finance charge of 65 basis points above prime.
Okay. How does the 1% figure in? That's the only confusion I have.
They charge us each month against our sales, 1% of the dollar amount of our invoicing that we send over to them.
Okay.
They do also offer a collection on each invoice. In other words, they call up the accounts for payment.
Okay.
They also approve the accounts to make sure that if there's any bankruptcies, they guarantee those invoices for payment
okay.
to us.
Gotcha. So if you're doing $100,000 of invoices that month, it's going to cost you 1% plus the borrowed amount at, so 1% of the total invoice plus whatever amount is borrowed against that invoice up to 90% of prime plus 65 basis points, correct?
That's right.
What's that going? I don't have the prime rate in front of me, but what's that rate you're paying?
3.75.
All right, 3.7. And that's annualized interest, I assume, right?
That's right.
Okay, so a few pennies plus 1%, essentially.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Have you, besides this loan, have you explored any of the options with your local bank or any of their working capital companies, and have you asked your factoring company for more money?
We have an unsecured amount that Wells Fargo has extended to us, approximately $102,000.
Okay.
And other than that, we have no other other loans outstanding.
Okay.
To other banks.
Gotcha. All right.
And as far as going to our factor, we have to be within a certain formula with the factor, and if we're out of that formula, then we're not able to borrow any additional.
Okay. Everyone has their limit, so to speak. All right. Fair enough.
Right.
All right. And are you, you know, I can guide you through a few different options. I'm definitely not going to overwhelm you with options. Is your goal to pay this off quickly? Is the rate, the cost of money the most important? Is the amount? What are your goals here?
My goal is to have it enough of a loan that would be at a decent interest rate, not at anything extremely high like Sam was talking to me about.
What conversations did you have with Sam about rates?
He was saying that if, let's say, he would extend a loan of $500,000 for a six-month term, then he would like to extend, like, at the end of 6 months, I would pay back, let's say, 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
Like $550,000.
Okay.
Or if it would be a year, it would be 14 to 15 cents on the dollar. So that would be more than 550, I guess.
Gotcha.
575. But the idea that I'm looking at is the percentage rate.
Okay.
Because if it's at 6 months, 550, that's really 20% interest. It's very high.
Okay.
And if it's a year, if it's 14 cents on the dollar, it would be 14-15%.
Okay.
So we're trying to get it down. And I said to Sam on the email that if you could lower the rates in half, then, you know, we'd be interested in proceeding.
Okay.
He said he had discounted programs, and that's what he felt that he would be willing to offer at a lower rate.
Yeah, our goal is to capture as much business possible as possible. And last question for you. When are you ultimately looking to make a decision and fund?
In funding?
Yeah, what's your timeline? Is there an upcoming purchase that you're trying to make? Is there a certain time frame that you're trying to hit within?
Well, I don't understand. I thought I was going to get an answer by Friday.
Absolutely. I can give you your answer today. That's not a problem. I'm just saying a lot of customers will come to us, and I just got off the line with another potential customer, and they said, well, truth be told, Ruben, I'm actually looking to make a purchase tomorrow, and so if I can have the money in my account today, that makes that purchase possible because they have an opportunity. I'm not sure if there's a certain project you have in mind where getting this, you know, money into your account, actually funding, is something that you're looking for. Is there a certain timeline you're looking to meet?
I'd definitely like to secure or use funds within the next week.
Okay, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is this. You've been giving me some valuable feedback. It's going to help me make the best decision here possible for you. I'm going to give you a call back in about an hour or two. What time do you leave your office?
I guess you could try me anytime you want. I mean,
will you still be there in an hour? Let me grab your cell phone.
Yes, 917.
Okay.
405-9595.
917-405. What was the last four?
9595.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow up with you in about an hour, Sam. I think your thinking is 100% accurate. You seem like a pretty reasonable person, and I think these loans have to be reasonable for all parties involved. Just as an FYI, you've got really good credit, and you actually make a lot of money on your business tax returns. That shows a good, profitable business. but I do tell customers, when you're talking about, you've got a factoring relationship and they're factoring your invoices, the nature of a cash loan is much riskier. And that doesn't mean someone's going to hit you over the head with a hammer with a rate that's going to make your business suffer. We're going to give you a very nice competitive rate in a fast program that's quick and easy. But a cash loan tends to be at a higher cost of funds simply due to the risk factors. So I just want you to keep that in mind, kind of marinate on that. But I'll give you a call back in about an hour, hour and 15 on what options we can provide. And if the terms work for you, the money can be in your account as early as tomorrow afternoon, if not today.
Okay, like Sam was saying, though, that he said he has discount programs available between 150 and 250. Is that accurate?
It is.
Okay. Is that something that you feel is something that we can be offered?
Yeah, I think the comfort level would probably be up to about 300. I don't want to give a business of your size $100,000 and get what I call a rate war, because I know $100,000, it will help you, but it won't help you to the extent you're needing to accomplish. So I want to make sure Bank of Cardiff gives you enough money to make a sizable impact on your bottom line.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. But the main thing, I don't want to get creamed on an interest, high interest. But I understand what you're dealing with, because since we're dealing with an unsecured loan, that you do have a risk factor involved that you need a high rate back. I just...
Not necessarily. I think you're saying high rate, and it's not necessarily true. We've got very competitive offers. So give me about an hour, hour and 15 minutes to piece something together that works for you, and I think you'll be happy with us. Most customers are quite happy working with us. It's not a contentious relationship. The vast majority of Bank of Cardiff customers work with us on a repeat basis.
Okay. Very good. Sounds good, Ruben. Look forward to hearing back from you.
Thank you for your time. Sorry for the phone tag.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.